Topic 1. Waste not, want not. Listen and answer question number 1.
Mr. Monroe, may I ask you a question?
Of course, Junsu. What is it?
Well, I heard a new proverb, but I'm not sure of the meaning. It's waste not, want not.
Oh, yes. That is a very popular saying. It means the less you waste, the more you will have.
Does it mean don't waste money?
Yes, it could mean money, but it could also mean don't waste time. In fact, it can be used for almost anything. Why don't we ask the class what they think?
Okay.
Class, what do you all think? Can you think of some other things besides money and time that we should try not to waste so we can have more of them?
Well, in my house, we always save newspapers. Then, every Tuesday, we recycle them. My father says this is a good way to save trees.
Exactly. That is a very good answer. The less paper we waste, the more trees we will have in our forests. This is not only true for newspapers. You should also be careful not to waste the paper you use at school.
In my house, we recycle aluminum cans. The more aluminum and other metals we recycle, the less we have to dig for them and destroy the mountains. I think this is good for saving mountains.
That is another very good example. All metals must be mined from the ground. And the more we mine, the more we destroy nature. This is a case in point of waste not, want not.
I think I understand now.
Good. Now, can you give us an example, Junsu?
Yes, I think so. My father tries not to waste gas and oil. He says that gas and oil are very expensive and that they cause a lot of pollution.
So what does your father do to save gas and oil?
Well, when the weather is nice, he rides his bike to work instead of driving his car. And our house is heated by solar power, not gas or oil. He says it is saving the environment while also saving money.
Those are two great examples. Your father sounds like a very wise man who understands the saying, waste not, want not.